Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. This is Wednesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. And the bread of life that's in front of us, the Word of God, we're slicing it out of 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2. And I want you to walk with me in the Word of God in this wonderful text of Scripture. But this passage of Scripture does deal with some challenging issues, so let's take a look at them. First of all, it looks at men within the church, and here's what it says. I desire then that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. And likewise also the women should adorn themselves with respectable apparel, with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly attire, but with what is proper for women who profess godliness with good works. So he takes a look at men first, and then he takes a look at the women, and what he says to them is this. Now listen, there's a way of life that I want you to have. Men, and this is not an exhaustive list. All right, men, here's what you do. You pray. That's all you do. No. The Bible is very clear. Men are to love their wives. Men are to parent their children. Men are to do work well. Men are to provide for their family. Men are to bear witness of Jesus Christ. They're to share their faith. They're to evangelize. They're to disciple. Many, many things. But here he says this. Men, you ought to be known for prayer. That you ought to be known as men of prayer. The effective prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That you ought to be known for prayer. Now, that doesn't mean women don't pray. But what he's saying is this. Prayer is crucial. And if you're a man who is serving Christ, and if you're a husband, and if you're a father, and if you're a member of the body of Christ, and if you're a leader in the body of Christ, the number one priority is you got to get on your knees. You walk on your knees in the kingdom. You got to call upon the Lord with prayer. Prayer has to identify. Now, different people have different mannerisms in prayer. I've got one mentor who is very direct and very short in his prayers and doesn't mince any words. I've got another one that, my goodness, when we pray, he can pray for an hour and he's barely even started glistening on his brow yet. So that's awareness of how people have different predilections. But prayer is bringing God's word to bear upon everything in your life as you give praise to God, bring petitions to God. And that we ought to be known for persistent prayer that is praising God, petitioning God, and calling upon God for the great work of the gospel to be in us and through us in the lives of others. And then women, what he says to them is, you ought to be known not by the attire of the world, but by the attire that God gives from the heart and the inside out. You ought to be known not by the gold and pearls and costly attire. Now, he's not telling you you got to dress eccentric. What he is telling you, just like the man, he's saying to the man, I want you to focus on prayer and the word. What he's saying to the woman is, I want you to focus on an adornment that is a beauty that cannot be touched by age. In fact, if anything, age enhances it. That this beauty is one that while men are lifting up holy hands, and instead of quarreling and anger in the body of Christ, they're praying and praising God with prayer and petitioning in prayer, and that women, instead of reflecting the world's standards, they are reflecting that which God values, self-control. That women should adorn themselves with that which is respectable and self-control, and not the focus upon the things of this world, the very things that would identify the women of the world, but you identify yourself as a woman of God who is in the world, but the world is not finding its residence within you. And that you not only profess godliness with good works, you are focused on producing that godliness with good works so that others will see Christ in you. And now we're going to see tomorrow that there's a certain way that we're to conduct ourselves as men and women within the body of Christ, and we'll pick that up tomorrow. But this is another slice of fresh bread, and I'll see you Thursday with a slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.